I want to try and finish up this set of shiurim relating to the source of the heat. So let me see now. Second. Here we are. Okay, hold on. So we started to talk about Kli Sheni, right? So we mentioned the Gemara tells us that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, right? That was the source number we saw in the course. Second. That was Memo based in Shabbos. The Gemara says openly, Shema Mino, Kli Sheni and Mevashel from the story of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. That's a parallel sugi in the Yerushalmi, as pointed out to you. I didn't put it in. Has a different expression. Yad Soletis has expression Soletis. Maybe it's different, but you can look at Yerushalmi. We're not going with that now. But we'll continue then with this. And we mentioned that Tosis there in Shabbos, Memon Beis, tries to analyze why it's so that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. What's the, you know, I mean, Metzias-wise, we have something hot in a pot, boiling hot soup, let's say, just because I put it down in my bowl on my table, doesn't mean that the soup's any cooler. So therefore, if I put something in there, or put whatever it is, spice or salt, whatever, if there's a problem of cooking on a Kli Rishon, even a Kli Rishon Shalol Gabeish, and perhaps even a Kli Rishon, at least could they clip us, so then it should be with a Kli Sheni also. The Tosa says, well, I learned that it kind of says two different things. He says that, again, the premise is that something which itself doesn't generate heat, but simply absorbs heat. Soup doesn't generate heat. It absorbs the water, the liquid in the soup doesn't generate it. It absorbs the heat. So that will lose at least some of its heat when it's transferred to someplace else, transferred into another utensil, another vessel. So, and the reason is because the walls of that vessel, that new container, which was nowhere near the fire, that will cool it off. That's what Tosa says. She'ein dofnosum chamina. We have the expression defanos mekaros. The wall, cool it down. Okay, now it may not cool it down temperature-wise, you know, that immediately, but nevertheless, we say lahalacha that it no longer has that ability to be mevashel because it loses heat. It does lose heat because the heat, some of the heat is absorbed into the walls, and so it loses some of its heat. And the other toes, the last two words, the toes are holech umiskar. It continuously, it's on the road to cooling off, right? It's begun to cool off. Again, it loses some of its intensity, and therefore can't be mevashel.
Is there a shear of what does it mean to be miscarried, or does that just mean?
Well, again, it could still be. No, that's the point. Even if it's still yad lettuce bowl, I mean, in a bowl of soup is still yad lettuce bowl, but it's in a cliche, it doesn't have the capacity to be mevashel. That's why he said it's somewhat counterintuitive, because it should be the same thing. But that's what Gemara says, you know, cliche and mevashel. Okay. Again, look at the words of Tosis. That's what Tosis bothered by at the beginning. Let's just look at the words for a second, right? Shema Mino, the 56. Tema, Maishnok, Klishen, Klishen, the Iyad, so let us bow. Afri, the Klishen, Nami. And the Aliyad, Afri, the Klishen, Nami, and Ravash. Should depend, you're saying, I keep it right. It should depend on the athletics, but it doesn't. Tosis gives his territory. Yeah, there are other things. Yeah.
The way that I framed it, and maybe Mino, I'm correct, is that Klisheni is presumably not good. Like when they're saying like, oh, it's the athletic ball, like it should be a problem. Like that's talking about like the first few minutes.
Right.
Like,
that may be what Tosas means. Okay, that may be what Tosas means with last two words, but holy chumiskar, it's on the road to cooling off. So the halacha, it doesn't have that capacity, even though technically, temperature wise it might.
Imagine the temperature, but like long term, it's not.
That's correct. I think that's correct. I think certainly the second. I said I believe there are two different roots in Tosa. It's just a different angle. The holech miskari. It's continually cooling off, so it's on the way to losing heat, and that can't be mevashel. I'll just point the out here.
Just do more as like the shul make
them. In effect, yeah. Okay, that's true too. I mean, it plays a role in that a little bit. It's interesting, maybe that I'll say, yeah, give a second.
I'm just wondering if, according to Tosis, if it would make a difference if the cliche means warm.
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday, it does. I think it would, absolutely. Okay, because I mentioned that's a question I may make a clear between the two things. Yeah. At some fancy affairs, they heat up the plates, the bowls.
Yeah.
That's fancy dinners, you know. I'm not talking about a fancy dinner somewhere. You know, they'll bring out the bowls themselves are hot. It's So then if you pour soup into that, then it wouldn't be the father's bekarach. I would think so. Now, the Or Sameach, I quoted in 57, the Or Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos on the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, brings it into something else, or he ties it into the question, a broader Shas question, okay, of Kocho and Koch Kocho, which you're more familiar perhaps with the Zikin and so on, right? Huh? But Kama says, so the Or Sameach, Lamadu B'Yadal Koch, Koch, Kocho, Enam is Chayav Gabi Shabbos, okay? The Kavish came near the Afal Gav that told the Rishona Habor Menech Chayav Imavashel. We call Mokav Al Toda Shalal Toda. Let's remember, a Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish. Well, there's no fire, but we said a Kli Rishon is still Mavashel. So that's what he calls Toda Rishona Habor Menech. Then you Chayav Imavashel, right? I mean, the liquid or whatever that was once in contact with fire. Now there's no fire. It's Kli Rishon Shalal Gabe Eish. There's no fire in the mix anymore. Okay. Nonetheless, that's Mavashel. But a Toda of a Toda is one step removed. Right, that's like koch kocho. And he brings some other gemaras and so on. He calls told the kemosha koch kocho lo choshek guf adover. Right, an indirect causation and so on. So in the second paragraph, achin lebi mishmaran asishap the cave of the beklisheni av dover mizbasha enu chay mishul bishul connected to chametir. I think we're heated by that. Anyway, that's the story of the Rosh. You can read through it, but the basic story is that this is parallel to other areas in Shas. We're something indirect. I'm not talking about Groma now, but an indirect result of his, of his koch. All right. The idea is that toldos or is only something which was only applies to something which is heated by the or. But once it's removed, once it's poured into another kli, it's different. Also to mention a different thing. Okay, some point out that a kli rishon shelo al gabe eish. Why is it takoser? Well, we don't really discuss it. Why is it kli rishon shelo gabe? There's no fire. So we discussed the other day how fire is an important part of this whole equation. So taki, why is it kli rishon shelo gabe eish a problem? We should say maybe it's not mevashel shelo gabe eish. Halacha, I'm talking about, forget the temperature. But if kli rishon good, the walls are hot and everything else, but so what? It's lo gabe eish, not cooking, especially with a derech. And so, nobody cooks. Nobody heats up a pot and puts the food in it as a general rule to cook without the fire, right? So some explain that in effect that it's like a harchoke. It's like, a kli rishon, so you may move back onto the fire, right? This stuff that goes on the fire. You don't take a soup bowl and put it on a fire. But a pot, it's off the fire now, but you may put it back on the fire. That's a normal thing to do with it and so on. So it's sort of like a harchoke, all right?
I'm just curious in terms of the products of any of these kashas, if you did cook something and maybe you've shown that it's not on fire.
We said clearly shown this one. We hold it, yes. Okay. And it also may relate to the issue we talked about earlier, how what's the relation with Bishol fire. Anyway, but that the Lamaisa, however we understand it. The halacha is that the kli rishon is not rashon. Therefore, now look at 58. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon here in Simon Shin Yerches, Sif Yud Gimel, Mutter Litem Kiton Shomayim Oshoshar Mashkem B'Kli Sheni, V'yesh Bo Mayim Chayim, Mayim Chayim, Mayim Chamen. Okay, you can put something like we have a pitcher, a Kiton, a pitcher, something which has water in it, or like the case we had in the Gemara yesterday, the jar of oil, you can put it into a kli sheni of a kli rishon also. Okay, and again, I'll just say the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tanya, so-called Alter Rebbe there in Simon Shin Yurches, if you test 59, right? B'pnei Shechom, Klisheni, Ein Bo Koach Levashel. Okay, and then he mentioned the interesting, I have to put it as a side point, but firstly, just reiterate the rule that the Chom, Klisheni, Bo Koach Levashel. Afil Amachem, Klisheni, Lein Yisra Beheter, Shesov, Shesh Bo Koach, Lahavli, O Lahavlid. That's a question in the Hill of Yisra Beheter, is there Blia? In a klisheni, he said, even if the kozman shiat tzadis bo, even if it can be bolei an iser, mikol mokom ein bo koach levashel. So again, you see that bishul has its own rules. Okay, it may even be able to absorb a flavor. It's a treif and then or bas v'chalav, and so on. A klisheni may be able to absorb a forbidden flavor. That's a machlokas. But he said, even if you hold that way, it can be mavliyed or it can pull out, can extract the flavor and so on. But it's not ein bo koch levashel afal pishi atzadis bo. Okay, it's not the same. Ein adoma le kli rishon shavashel kol zman shatzadis bo afisha kli rishon mitok shomei eitzel eish or alor dafno. So Chaim like Tosa says the walls are hot and so on. Kedem Shabura also says in Sukkot and Pei Zion 60. Kli Sheni Mikra Kishiru, they poured Ben Kli Rishon Shiritichu Acham Besochol Tzolkuzeh Mutra Afilu Imayad. So let us know, even though it's still temperature wise, still perfectly hot. The Egle Tau here Malachas Ofer 61 Oz Tezayin Kli Sheni En Rashul Klau Umutra Lohaniach Bo Dvar Matzui Tzibishu Afilu Chetchila Afilu Yesh Bo Chometz Tzir. We'll get that moment. Okay, now. That's the.
What if you
could cook something? I don't think it would matter. It's not called bishul. It's not called bishul. No, but la'alocha, I mean. La'alocha, it's not called bishul.
Put an egg in it and then cooked.
I would say that you did cook. I would. It sounds like. That it can.
That the hot water that's in the kibishul is the same hot water.
Temperature wise, but aloha, it's not called bishul. It's a good question. But I think not. Okay, so just to see some other points, because there are some exceptions to this rule of klisheni. You know, we talked about klisheni, we talked about iri klisheni. Now we come to some exceptions of klisheni, which are known as kale habishul. Easily cooked. Certain things, and maybe you're saying is, there are certain things which taket can cook in a klisheni. Actually, there is an opinion egg is one of them, actually. So, but let's say la'alocha, where you get a piece of meat, won't cook. It won't cook practically either. But I'm just saying, your question segues into this, because there are some things which can, in fact, and do, in fact, get cooked, and chazal were aware of it. It's called kale habishul. So there is a Mishnah in Shabbos in 62. So this is kind of an exception to the rule, if you will. Okay. So 62, this is more a Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hayamid Beis. Kol Shabo Bechamin Me'erev Shabbos. Okay. Something which was already placed in hot water, cooked, as Rashi says, Klomar Shinis Basho. Already cooked on Erev Shabbos. Okay. Shorin also, and it's fully cooked, it's still hot. Okay. Shorin also bechamin meshabbos. You can put it in some thing of hot water on Shabbos. She says shorin also bechamin kishur nimoach, so soften or whatever it is. And you can't do it on a fire for a different reason. The previous coming attractions. Okay, the next, not the very next sugi, but the sugi of Hachzora. Now it returns to the fire. The different than Rabbanim. We'll come back to that. Okay, but b'chol shaloba bechamin b'erev Shabbos, something which is not cooked on Erev Shabbos. Rashi says again, this is kuf mem hey amibay in Shabbos 63. You're going bossa yavish, okay? It's dried out meat, but you can eat the etchak and so on. Madichan also becham in Shabbos. You can put warm water on it, but that's not called bishul. Now, okay, that's with meat and stuff like that. Chutz, however, here's an exception. Hamaliach hayoshon, old salted fish, dogi maluchin, maybe herring or this type of stuff. I don't know, sardines and salted fish. Mikulyas ha'ispanim, ispanim is Spanish. Okay, it's Aramaic or Spanish. Spanish, kuyas is a type of mackerel, according to some. It's a mackerel, type of fish. Okay, it's a mackerel. So, Spanish mackerel. Okay, so says the Gemara at the end, that the Mishnah at the end, which is relevant to us, shadachosan zuhi Gemara melachon. That's all you need to do to cook it. Okay, that's all you need to do to cook it is get a little warm. It's so easily cooked. It's small. It's salty or whatever. It's proper. I mean, I don't talk about eating raw fish before sushi, you know. But is the fish actually, has it been treated at all? I'm allergic to fish. I've never eaten sushi in my life. Has it been treated at all? It's mamish raw. It's just kind of
mamish raw,
but salty.
Very high quality.
Remember, it's salty.
It's definitely undergone some sort of
but not bishul. Yeah. Hey, wash. Okay, that question was. I'm just curious if it's put in warm water. I don't know. I'm just curious. Let's find out. I don't know. Probably not. Again, I don't. No. I know.
No,
in the process, what?
It's not cooked.
That's the point. That's the whole idea. Nobody ate it. I mean, sushi is a relatively recent phenomenon as far as Jews are concerned, you know, or as far as Americans are concerned. Far East, I think, here for a long time. I don't remember when I was there.
They didn't show sushi at Yitzhak's best,
you think? No, not even like this. Okay. or my bar mitzvah, or my wedding. Lots of sites.
The shower will be clean as water.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to, this point doesn't have to, because all I did, okay, I don't know. But as one of the comedians said, that who invented sushi? Two Jewish guys want to open a restaurant without having to buy an oven. So you have to invest in another one. All right, anyway. But the Gemara's line is Shadachosan Zuhi Gemara Melachlan. All right. The Rashi Kuyas Hispanis, dog malich, some kind of salted fish from last year, whatever aged fish, I don't know why. Preserving the salt. Because one shame dog shochos on machmas molcho al de'adocha b'chamin. You eat it, apparently not sushi, but you eat it on account of it being soaked in hot water. Okay, this Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hey is quoted by the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Tes and Aleph. So then I reprinted the Rashi there because Rashi is in a couple of other things. Kol Shabbos b'chamin. Kol maluach shabbos chamar says chosen shalos b'shabbos ve'emo shum tikkun shari niskan kvar. It's already been cooked. But madichin zui gemar v'achna. I just want to print chutz dag maluach chesha okulis ispanim. Rashi translated not as macro, but dag shakarin tuna. Okay, tuna.
I just love sushi's actually frozen.
Oh, there. Okay, there you go. So different. So forget sushi for the purpose of this discussion. I mean, you can enjoy it, but forget it for this discussion. So I'm just saying Rashi mem tes mevayz. Translate this clue as Spanish as to hudaga tuna fish. Okay, shadachosu is the gemar malachto. I mean, the kari leg gemar malachto shmamino zeh bishul b'chaya. Okay, the chiddush Aran or those miuchos to the Aran there in Shabbos Lametes and Aleph also says clue as Spanish dog shakar tunina tuna fish. The honey that filo mayim chamish on a mashkan mispashim tzas beinian shalom yochal ochon, that quote unquote cooks it enough. So that introduces afal bishen mushul called tzarka. It may not be fully cooked, but it cooks it enough that it now becomes edible and so on. And he writes, your point, 65, the third line, the kavasa bebeitza, with an egg also, a little bit. Afal bishen mushul is called tzarka. Okay, but you really have, we would call that soft-boiled egg. Soft-boiled egg. There's not much, how long soft-boiled eggs stay in the, not long. Okay, it's a, you know, soft-boiled egg. So anyway, that's called bishul. So, and the Rambam passes this way in Perkov Bezel, Shabbos Lachaches 66. Dovash in Spashal, Kodom Shabbos, O Nishra Mechamel of Neshabbos, Apu Shabbos, Tzon, Mutal is Shosu Mechamel Shabbos, even we have to cool off, that's about the Rambam Ed. Before I say anything more, you don't have to be still hot, but the Rambam tells not so. The Dovash is Tzon, Mikaro, Velo, Mechamel, Olam, Adichan, Oso, Mechamel Shabbos, Im Lo, Haysa, Dachosu, Gmar, Melachto, provided that it was not the conclusion or the final step in making it edible. So the Shulchan Aruch here in Simchin Yechaz Sindalim writes 67. Al v'dovash in his bashel kvar v'hu yovish mutal shlosh v'chamim b'shabbos v'dovar yovish shlosh v'chamim b'shabbos ein shlosh v'chamim b'shabbos al v'dichan osok rinse it off with hot water chutz when a melech hayoshim when a dog shenikra kuyas ispanin she'enom tzrichim bishul ela ma'at, they don't need that much cooking. So even though we say that but for things which don't need the full bishul anyway, for them that is considered bishul. And the Ramah adds, "V'hu adin kol davar kasha she'ena roi la'ochel klal below shuya the asul shalosh b'shabbos tavi gemar malach." Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Mishabura adds the important point, and this is what we're getting at there in Sukkot, because it says asul ishrosa the Ramah, right? Sukkot lamites afilu b'klisheni. Okay, not even allowed to put in a cliche. It's what he's saying is something, you know, that you can't eat at all. So you can't even put in a cliche if that'll cook it. Now the rest of this long Mishnah Berurah talks, not that long, but talks about the tea. Make his tea on Shabbos. So I advise you to read it. I'm not going to read everything now, but he says, "Ba'ata nevar din bishul alei hatei." Okay, making tea, leave tea. Okay, v'niatei b'Shabbos pashut b'poskim the yesh bo mishum bishul. It does cook up the tea leaves. It does, you know, the water acts on the tea leaves to bring out the flavor. All right, u'b'meis yesh b'lisa skill shogeh chivchatos alkein yesh lizor bo ma'od. Well, on the same Rabbim, maybe we'll read at least part of it. Rabbim the Sholomo, Mikil Azma Kulish in Mamish. Al Kane Mukhani Levire, Ofana Heta Raisa Bezeb. You know, the Shabur is editorialized over these. A lot of people make a mistake here, and then I better explain it. Hine La'aros Mikli Rishon al Alehate, Yesh Bezeb Vada Chashash Abalocha, the Kamalan, the Irbavashal, Irbavashal Kanekli. You're going to pour directly the hot water directly on the tea bag, on the tea leaves. That's iri. That's for sure. It's a chashash ab malacha. The kaimel on the iri mevashel kadeklipa. And you know that may suffice. It's because they clip it. That's all there is to leave. And certainly, then if you're going to put it back, you know, to, if it's cold, you know, put it back to warm it up, and so on. Which is not, that's what we do. Anyway, he says, and then he writes on the top of the next page. I have another idea. Good. I won't do iri kli rishon. I won't pour the hot water onto the tea. I'll pour the hot water into the cup, okay, which is a kli sheni, and now I'll put the tea bag in, right? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Afilim yitzilitin es alayate l'tocha kli achar shia ara hacham l'tocha kidei shia alacham in shem kli sheni gam kein osir." That may also be osir, because the kaiyul of Masiv said the dover shalom b'chamalav b'chamalav in Shabbos ain't shor b'Shabbos afilim b'kli sheni. The cliche of Vishma Bubba Sivze is Dvarim Rachim Kale Habishul. It's expressed on the third line there, the next page, right? Things which are soft and easily cooked. Shemiz Bashim Afilo Badach Miklisheni. So after the Yesh Bahalim, the Alim means leaves, tea leaves, Gam Ken Chashash Isidorais Afilo Bofanze. So putting it into a Kli, you know, even into a Klisheni, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not saying what agrees with it. Okay? I mean, the Shmuel is, I think Rabbi Shapta said that the Salvation family, the Rav used to, you know, not Eric the Rishon, but I think the way the Rav said it, he put it in a cliche. So the Rav used to put the tea in a cliche, and they knew how to learn too. Something like that. They also know how to learn. But anyway, that's how the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, things which are Kale Habishul, it would be a problem with Israel. Al Kain, Hiskimu Ha'form, the Yeshla Aros Alem, Erev Shabbos, Rosal, Mikli Rishon. Some people will pour hot water on the tea before Shabbos and make the tea of the essence before Shabbos, which accomplishes a couple of things. It's already bevushal b'mitzvahs, d'irubashal g'leklipa. B'yafel, b'ezer is a tea, heite b'soch harosim, b'malayin, mix it up and so on. Then, b'chakak yarik is ha-essence, okay, the tea essence, that's the Yiddish word there, ayin samach, ayin nun samach, l'kli acher,
Would there be a difference between, let's say, a packaged tea, which maybe might have been like preservatives or maybe smoked or something in some way, supposed to be fresh?
Again, if it was cooked before, he's talking here about basically the fact doing some form of Maisa Bishul on this tea bag before Shabbos, if you can ascertain it, but I think regular tea bag, not like that. You know,
well, that's what sometimes in Israel they sell like these
specialties,
these like candies that if you put
water. Yeah, it makes it, the sugar you can get them, all these different flavored stuff. Those might have been cooked, I don't know, I don't know what it is. But I went once to the, what's a big brand of tea, not Lipton, I forgot already.
Potaski?
No, that's a Julia. No, there's some famous. Celestial Seasoning. Thank you.
Boulder, Colorado.
Yes, I was about to say Boulder, Colorado. I went to the tea fight. Very interesting, right? They have one of the main plants of the Celestial Seasoning in Boulder, Colorado. Well, my wife and I went on vacation in Colorado, so we went to the Boulder Tea Factory. Okay, and you can see that. It could be. They only show you certain parts of the factory. I don't know.
You say it was a tea chain moment.
It was.
If you have fresh mint leaves and you want to put them in water, that would be different.
But it must be
fresh mint leaves. That they might also be kalabish. I'm not sure.
Can we also discuss?
That's a discussion. Are only the things that Chazal said kalabish, or should we do an experiment? That's a discussion. You have to look up individual things. Yeah.
But going back to what he was discussing, didn't he mention that if it's a different type of bishul, it might not be considered bishul after bishul. So even if they bake the leaves, they do something.
Right. So baking is not. That's the question. How you process. I don't know. We'll get to, the next year. Wednesday. Tomorrow and Sunday, we'll talk about Bishlach and Bishl and how that applies to other forms of Bishl. Yeah. Anyway, but that's the essence and so on and so forth that he mentions over here. The problem is he doesn't like that so much because maybe the tea leaves remain. If it's baked or smoked, that may still be a problem. That's not Bishlach HaBishul, that's Bishlach HaFoken, or Bishlach HaFiv. Okay, we'll talk about that in the later show. Okay, but anyway, he said the other problem is, but by Lach, there is Bishlach HaBishul if it got cold. So, then he talks about the 10 lines of Chen Adin Din Kafei, same thing with coffee. So, Yizar Shalom Ya'ar Alei Mayim Chamin Klibishon, same problem. Okay, anyway, Second, we should read the rest of this Mishnah Berurah. At the end, the Avodah, the Afshi Tara, the six line, the Afshi Tara, Laros, Chaman, Aleha, Teva, Kafi, Im Nasan, Aleha, Esmol, Maya, Mikli, Rishon, Afo, Bichin, Yizar, Shol, Yamas, the Teva, Kafi, Betan, or Bekochlin, Pater, the Kettles, Acha, Shol, and Maim, the Ain, Ir, Vashi, Raka, the Klippa, Mikain, Lois, Basho, Esmol, Raka, the Klippa. Right? You can't then put it in a hotter thing, because even if you cooked it partially, and now you're going to put it in a hot thing, it's going to cook it more, so then we will say Yesh Bishal HaBish, because there's a change, a qualitative change. And at the end, he writes, in the Ofen Zesh, we're on Afshein Limchos, but an Ogen Bo, this plan that I just mentioned, can't object, Mikom Wokom Kosov HaKonei Eitzah HaMuvcheret, the choice approach, is the Hainu Shih Sakinas Essence Merv Shabbos HaGamri. Okay? You make the essence complete, so you don't need to pour any more hot water onto the tea bags themselves. Well, the machar kashit starch lishos itena essence atzon letocha kos. Just put that mixture, you know, because since you put, I don't know, but you make the essence of 10 different tea bags, so it's very strong. But you have a liquid in there, so then you pour a little bit of that liquid into, you know, into a kli. Then that's what's allowed. Not pour on from kli rishon, but pour on into that kli sheni. Okay, so that's what he said. All right, yeah.
Have you ever heard of cold brew?
Yeah, cold brew coffee. Yeah. I make up that. Okay, cold brew coffee. But I think it goes by whatever the robe is. No, I'm in a. I'm not a coffee drinker. It seems like cold brew coffee.
Because cold brew is, they don't take hot water. And
you mix it with the grounds. You mix it with the coffee grounds.
They
right?
Actually just let it become coffee.
Is that the same as microbrew? Same idea? Yes, yeah, so I'm saying so. The problem is you have, I think it's roasted first, right? It's roasted coffee. It might be Bishlach Hatzli in that issue. Okay. Because you are cooking the beans, right? The ground. I'll have to check it out. Okay.
Like,
the thing is, I think there's a mixture, right? There's uncooked stuff with already treated stuff. You know, I need microbrews. I'm not sure.
But okay. Like, if you took a tea bag and instead of putting in hot water, you put in cold water.
Yeah, then.
So, any flavor that comes out of the tea bag.
Yeah.
So you didn't. Maybe you're able to. I'm wondering, like.
And then mix that into hot water, so you can have hot tea.
No, I'm wondering.
Like making iced coffee.
If you mix flavors of water without the hot water.
Yeah, all right, so hold that thought. Hold that thought a little too, because someone mentioned something similar to that. Okay, we'll come to it. Okay, I forgot who said this. Just a moment. I have in the later McCarthy, so I mentioned that point. Ramosha mentioned that point about a Klishlishi. We'll see, similar. He says, so what? Because people object to making tzassam, because others object to making tea in a klishlishi. They say that the color comes out or whatever, you know. So he said, it comes out in cold water too. And he makes a motion, but we'll get to it. I'll be the end of the shiur. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah about that. Other things that are color, Mishul. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch rules in Siv Hei. Okay. Yesh Mishul Omer Shadavar, the Dover Shanefo Nitzle, in Bishul Achaka, Umashka Yesh Mishul Bishul. Again, because there is Bishul after Afi Atzli. But also, Litain Pas, Afilu Beklisheni Shayad Tzaletisbo. Can't put a piece of bread. Sometimes people like to soak bread in their soup or whatever it is, or croutons or whatever it is. So if there's bishachar for you, so then you can't put them in a klisheni shiyad tzalatisbo, v'yesh matirin, or almost say a klisheni, and some of them make even a klirisha, we'll see why. V'nogul izorach hatkila shaloi ten pasav v'm a klisheni kozman shiyad tzalatisbo. Before you soak it, let the soup cool down to a yad tzalatisbo. Although again, I mentioned, we'll talk about that momentarily, but some hold that the ladle itself becomes the cliche, so the bowl that you have is actually klishlishi. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Cotton Membeis. He says, why can't you put the bread in a cliche? It's a klisheni, so what's the problem? Or the croutons, right? So the answer is maybe it's kalei bishul. Right? Said, well, what's the problem? Also, it ain't possible with klisheni shasos. Why? Shulchan Aruch just ruled in Shinir Chas Hei. But also retain pass of the cliche and shiat. So, well, yes, my dear, I'm fine. Because also, what should we do, sir? Cliche, I thought it's not my vassal. So, what's the problem? And a chalam, yes, bishal achafia. So, what? There's not bishal. It's a cliche. Mr. Burr explains, Hosev is interesting about Membeis. Hosev is that the Nakar about Tav. This really they assume the Yais Drom Shus Basham Filu Klisheni Beishem Rachim. Certain things will cook even Klisheni because it's soft. The Ein Ado Bekiyim. Okay, and Hosev less only ten pas haofo the Rachet Afilu Beklisheni. The Hu Adin the Ladeis of Yais Lach Menamim Bishar Dvarim Shalolit Nei Beklisheni. Other things also. So the question is where to draw the line. That's some discussion in post a little bit. You know, do we have to test it or whatever, but it could apply to other things as well. Okay, but that's klisheni. Now, in this regard, just look, what about, I mentioned before, about the ladle. Okay, you have a ladle, so you put the ladle in the soup, you scoop it around a bowl of soup, the pot of soup, you scoop it out, and now you put more the soup into your, into you know, into the tureen or whatever, or into your bowl. So now, by the time it gets to the bowl, it's a klishlishi. So the taz, there in Simchin Chasif Yutes writes, he writes, look at the end. The Osa Kli Sheshoev, Yeshlo, you know, is that, he holds the Osa Kli Sheshoev, or what we call a ladle, scoop it out. Osa Kli Sheshoev, Yeshlo Din Kli Rishon Lechumra Lekulu. Right? The bottom line is that the ladle, the serving is put directly submerged. In other words, it's completely inside the soup or whatever it is that's in the bowl. Okay, that was al aish. So therefore, one view is that's what the Taz seems to say. Is it takes on the status of the completely immersed. It takes on the status of a kli rishon. So therefore, now when I put it into my bowl is a kli sheni. And he says we agree that the kli rishon lechumra or we can't be mekel. Yeah. With the oil? Oh, yeah. I mean, right. To put the flask of oil. It doesn't say that. He may have just taken the bucket and put it in. And he put the oil in there. I'm sorry, he may have to learn. I always say, so he may have to learn that way. I'm not sure. He would have to learn the other way, yes. We didn't say it that way, but it could be. I'm saying that he
that was
the
thing.
No, but the Taz said that, you know,
yeah, so we need to say the case where you scoop that out and that's
the one on that. No, yeah, because Rebbe said at the end, put in a cliche. Yeah, according to this approach, you have to. Yeah.
Wouldn't that make a mistake? Wouldn't that make a mistake?
The oil was sealed in this jar, in the jar, put inside.
So now we had the bathtub,
we scooped
water out of the bathtub, and he put it in another thing, and then we took the jar of oil and put it in that.
Right, but the jar of oil is not doing anything. The jar of oil is just the item.
Sitting the jar of oil is the item.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
So when you ladle out, the theory should still on fire or not?
So maybe it was. So some make that chiluk. Okay, but let's see. That's the Taz by us. I do want to point out the Taz the Taz in Yoredeya Simin Tzadik Beis Hilchos Mos B'Cholom Simchat Melamed writes quotes the Maharil B'Hilchos Pesach Hamagil Al Yedei Iru Sheshofer Rosen Al Akli La'Agilo Yizar Shish Ma'amayim Rosen Dafkim Al Akli Shebishlo Bo. Sometimes you can kasher through Iru also. Like we spoke about before, you can kasher through pouring. People do that with the countertops and so on and so forth, the sinks. Okay, that's what they pour from the kettle. You know, before Pesach, right? People will take a boiling hot kettle and they'll kasher the metal sink by pouring all over the place. But it has to be a klisha bishlobo, v'onik a klishon. V'al yisho min a klisha bo arosim b'kli acher. Don't take out of the klishon another thing and then la'arosim and then pour on that. Mishum, here he says, the klisha shoyim imo hu klisheni. So here he says the klisha shoyim is a klisheni. That's because, again, l'chumra. Right, but anyway, so he says for certain things the klishon, for certain things the klisheni. The Mishnah Brura and Simchat Pesach back by us on the Shabbos writes Avalim Shoev b'kli Reikan mitoch klishen rishon yesh omer dinu k'kli rishon v'prat imasha kli Reikan b'socha ad shemar v'sicha. Certainly, says the Mishnah Brura, if you leave the ladle, let's say between you leave the ladle in the soup, you put the ladle in, you know, and it's sitting there. So then it takes on, it's just an extension of the kli rishon. And you're not going to call that a klisheni. It's in the name of Simar Achronim. Okay. You're not going to call that a klisheni, but it's sitting inside, mama submerged in the klisheni. All right, so the ladle, that's a bottom line, it's a question. And we assume la halacha that probably the bowl that you have should be treated like a klisheni, even though it had, you know, it was an intermediary, there was a ladle.
Because the intermediary was
completely submerged, completely inside there. Okay.
I would say now, it makes sense because it would get hot.
Yeah, well, because inside the collision, yeah. The other point to mention, again, so this relates to putting, crumpling up matzahs. Not a pesach, you don't eat kibrox, but if you do eat kibrox, you know, or it's not a pesach, you want to crumple matzah into the soup, okay, or put croutons in the soup. So this may be a problem while it's still outside. Once it cools off a little bit, you know, there wouldn't be a problem. So that could be, it could be an issue. Okay. Where was that line? If you looked back in 43, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sukkot Mem Hey says, "Mikol Malkum Yizor Shal Yishda Tumah De'iru." He says, "Mikol Malkum Shal Yishda." Now it's when they make the soup out of the chicken legs, the pachat type of thing. Not exactly pachat, but the same idea. Putting bread or other things, dipping bread or something into the klisheni. Okay. Right, some people don't eat. Some people don't eat matzah in soup on Pesach because they're brought. And some people don't, even if they keep, they don't keep your brought, but the seder they won't, because every bite of the seder is should be lechemoni. I think the brisket is on the machmir that not to use, not to have kneila, not because of gebrach, just the seder, because every bite of matzah should be a lechemoni. So this has been treated or whatever, not a gebrach decision. I have a good friend, grew up. Not like a traditional family, and they were German in the background of the Yekas. And he was not yeshiva educated, so he never heard of Gebrots. Never heard of it. And he got married, and they married a woman who came from a Polish background, and they didn't eat Gebrots. And he said the first Seder he was ever at, they served the soup, was at his wife. He got married, whatever, in January, and a couple months later, he's at his new wife's home for the Seder, for the dorm. And he's sitting there, and he said, told me, so he took a piece, they served the soup, he took a piece of matzah, and he started crumbling it into the soup. And he said, all of a sudden, his father-in-law came flying across the table. He dives at him and grabbed him. He didn't know what hit him. So it's called name. He was sugar. What are you doing? And that was his introduction to Gebrox. didn't know what hit him. And literally, the guy was flying on the table and grabbed the bowl. It trace up all the kale, right?
That's it. Do they hold it?
I think that some do.
Except
for so some have separate candles. Let's say, believe it.
I went to the Raleigh Hotel.
Yeah.
The prestigious place. And yeah. So there was somebody who made Gebrach by accident at their table and they threw out their silverware.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Separately, wouldn't you just permit stuff on the East Day for me?
I think that some hold it does trace up the kale. Some have separate kennel.
So my brother is the father that he won't trip up good accidentally. Right. We try to
keep it separate. Well, my family can broke. So. All right. Anyway, so that's in terms of the kaf. Okay. The next point is an important issue that, in terms of klisheni, again, we were talking a lot of stuff with the recent klisheni about liquids. Right? We're talking about liquids, but. The Marshal, look in 74, the Yom Shal Shlomo, the Shonaluria, the Marshal, the Yom Shal Shlomo in Chulin, Erchesa, Simon Ayan Aleph, writes, and then the post can take up, I'll take this up. It says, Vidasha ain't shah, klisheni elabidova shemis arev. Okay, klisheni, the whole discussion about klisheni and the walls cooling it off and all this other stuff, that's only talking about something which gets mixed together, like this liquid, it mix, everything gets mixed together. But look what he writes. Aval chatichas basar, o dog, o orez, o dochan, shema'arin cham minakdera, imayad soletis bo, dino kikli rishon. A piece of meat that was cooked on the fire, and a piece of meat that was cooked in a frying pan or the oven on the foot directly in contact with fire, now is on a klisheni, but that doesn't change its status, the fact that it's now sitting on a klisheni. He holds dino kikli rishon, okay? And the reason behind it, you hear what I'm saying? You hear what you're saying? There's a piece of meat, a solid meat, that's now been taken out. When it comes to soups, we say the soup is cooled off by the, why? Because everything intermingles. As he says, everything is misarian. With a solid,
that's
right. the transfer of heat is on. But when you take a piece of meat, it's, you take a piece of steak, a risotto piece of steak, and you put it down on a cliché, but the steak is still hot. Okay, that's, if the steak is still hot, that's going to be called a cliché. Because there, even what if the taka, the outer layer cools off because it's sitting on the cliché, but often the inside remains hot for a while. Okay, we know that, you know that from biting it. Okay.
Same is true vice versa, like you could heat something to be cold
on the inside. And a chalami. So the potato, baked potato sometimes, or anything, and meat. Yeah. So that's what he says. So the Shulchan Aruch, or Shulchan got knocked out somewhere in 75. Hilchos Bas B'cholav, Simon Tzadi Dalad, Ramor says, B'chol Zer B'Basar Osech B'Kli Rishon, B'Oz Yom Asakin Ben Yom V'Ein Shish and B'Basar Negan Asakin HaKol Osir. He says, it's talking about cutting something with a knife, it's a milking knife, flesh and meat, whatever. So you have imukli sheni, abosa tar klipa. It still needs at least klipa because it stays hot. It's still considered in that sense, you know, that it's still hot. And the Aruch HaShulchan summarized it not clearly in the Hilchos Tarovos, some kufhei sibkop. Biskima kama mea poskim. Here's the key for us. And not only Shabbos, but the same thing, 76. Biskima kama mea poskim. The hefresh ben kli rishon and kli sheni ena ela bedavar tzolol, something clear, you know, liquidy, kerota like gravy. Good man. Aval davar gush, okay, kipashtida, kipashtida is like a kugel, pot meat pie, something like that. You know, huh? All right, I don't say anything about him. It's a davar gush, okay, kipashtida, o basar v'dogim o shar machal of, so much has thickness to it. Or afilu kishenita maklivishom yichu beklisheni, or afilu beklishlishi. Holds man sheyad saletus bo. There we look at the temperature as long as it's hot. The time of the mistaber who the bishlama dover tzolol. I'm going to show and explain what I just told you. The bishlama dover. I mean, explained it before I told it to you. That's where I got it from. Okay. He says dover tzolol had the fanos mikarmes and dover tzolol shemisnaneya. Things move around. The miskaris are cools it off, like you said. Aval dover gush. Ome tamid bechamimu so ba'atzmo. It has its own heat. It can generate heat, so to speak. Ve'eno miskarer al yedei akliv v'divrei tam hein. Ve'im ki yesh chokim on zeh. Let's be honest. And he said, there are some who disagree and say, no, it's the same din by klisheni. Mikol mokom ha'ikah k'divrei machmirim. Okay. Now he mentions, you know, an important point, really, because what if you have, and it applies to several things, but I'm throwing it out now because it comes. What if you have meat with some gravy? You know, I think I mentioned this before. You have meat with some gravy, right? You have, so he says, Amnam rota shmavashma yurokos, horiz akitis, gosha she'ain kulam gush echad. It's just all kinds of mixed together. Then ain donam is at the dim dover gush. Okay? It's got to be a solid thing. Even though it's got beans and rice and gravy, that's not going to be a dover gush. A dover gush is like a piece of meat. And then the shabrua, except is again, it's Sukkot Memheya. We've quoted it a couple of times. Okay, he says with onions, and at the end he writes, "Look at the onions." The last 2 lines of 77. But kosher came. Bishmano again, litein abtzalim atocha tavshel shu davar gush. Bevadei shu zorb the diyesh poskim shasovim the davar gush shemurah with klishena dina kuklivishon. The shemurah is kosher for this as well. Okay.
Just to understand, you know, yeah. Cooking something to some degree, no pun intended. On a klishon, and then just throwing that into a klisheni, and then the klisheni.
What if it's a davar gush?
Davar gush.
It retains the status of klishon as long as it's yotze.
So that's what I'm doing. It's only on a klishon, and then Shabbos starts, and I throw it in the klisheni.
It's still going to be considered davar. If it's still hot, it's still yotze lettuce ball.
Does that mean I can't eat it then?
No, you can't eat it. It's cooked. Well, it's wrong. You can't cook. Oh, so you can't add, you can't put onions, whatever, on top of it.
Oh, okay.
So that brings us to a practical question that Rav Moshe deals with here in 78. This is Aruch Chaim, Igros Moshe Aruch Chaim Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet. Again, it's under Bishul Osei. Ha'im mutar litein ketchup b'Shabbos al basar oseach and into a klisheni. Can I pour ketchup on my meat? Must do too, I guess, you know, on my meat that's on a klisheni. The Yesh Kan Beis Chumers, there are two problems, says Moshe. Aleph, lochos adas marshal, we saw before, shadavar gush cham hashim kli rishon. You said the meat's a kli rishon, so ketchup, you know. And ketchup is liquidy, right? So therefore it pours. So he says, yesh, but second chumr is lochosh, yesh, bishach, abishu, dabalah. But oh, ula ketchup, lochosh, mash, came to abios, unless maybe ketchup is only thick, not really liquidy, it's thicker. It may depend on the brand of ketchup. There are, you know, thicker ketchups. Heinz is Well, when I was a kid, I think now kind of Heinz won out. The ketchups are usually thicker, don't? I don't know, it depends. You get the cheapo brands. Yeah, the package, yeah. The cheapo brands are not. You know?
Duck sauce.
Huh? That's something different. That's liquid here, but the ketchup. Anyway. Huh? No, what is it? Huh? What?
Ketchup is not.
Not one of the mashin, no. Okay.
Wouldn't some people say?
It's not one of the mashin, maybe. Okay, that's the question. Oh, but so, he's saying, yes, lochus, she is, because it's not a hole like that. And furthermore, he asks, salt, which wasn't heated, it's prepared. You know, let's say the sea salt is heated out first. But let's say salt, can you put that on a cliche? He says, chuba. Okay. So again, ketchup. So yeah, he's making the ketchup. Okay. For the ketchup lovers of Moshe's making, he writes as follows. Nira Ladina Kadas, you know what that stands for? Kuf Tuf Resh Hay. Ramosha used that a lot. It's a sign, it's an honorific title that he usually assigns to the person writing him the shot. It says, Kvod Toraso Harama, his honor of the high. You know, that's he very often in Ramosha's students, you'll see in his motion, he refers to every sent in the Shaila as Shamat, you know, Kibalti Shaila Mikvod Toraso Harama, you know, his honor, you know, your honor. It's an honorific title. Anyway, so he says, Chuba Nira Ladina Kadas, Kvod Toraso Harama, Dirashoin Litain Ketchup. Okay, but first of all, there's a suffix in each one. We don't necessarily paskin like this marshal. We saw there in Yerideya, in Surah 76, the Aruch HaShulchan said, there are those who disagree. Yes, we follow the Machmir, but there are those who disagree. Even the Mishabura says, Yesh poskim asor, the Mishabura in Sukkot Mem Hei, here in Sim Shin Ches back in 77, they said, Yesh. Okay, so number one, there's a suffix, okay, whether we paskin that way or not. All right, and he says, furthermore, perhaps it's like a sfeik sfeika because both things are a suffix. Maybe it's not bishlach abishol. This ketchup is cooked in a preparation, so that's one thing. Many hold not that way. There's no bishlach abishol in davalach either. The noagin came the rakshin itzal legamer machmer the gamer chumah davar gush af beklisheni vadayin kroseh pligi barbis. And so on. So therefore, he's makel about it because a ketchup was once cooked, okay. And his idea is that a davar gush is this idea that davar gush is a kli rishon, not a real kli rishon. We're machmer to treat it as a kli rishon, but it's not a real kli rishon. Okay, and he said that's why at the end of the first paragraph, there are many people who are makel by a davar gush based on tzorech and so on. All right. Then he says, is ketchup considered an ochel? You know, because it is a little bit thick, and that's the second part. All right, that's now turning on to the next page. What about salt? The melech pshita shemutalit, can I add salt to my meat? Right, that we hold in the schumer. So that's definitely allowed, and even though it's meat that's a klisheni and so on, he says, the haladina afilu klishon enem isbacho. We assume that salt, and we had those 2 days in the Gemara, what the status of salt is. So salt perhaps in a klishon can't be cooked. Okay, we're machmer, but you know we don't have that chumrah. He says here. Ozvav, he says imutalitain chema, okay, butter al dovar gush cham beklisheni. Okay, so you want to put butter on a potato, baked potato. I mean, obviously, we're talking about you're not fleshing. Okay, we want to have a baked potato. Okay, so you want to put butter on your potato. It's a dovar gush and it's a klisheni. So he says chema also. He ne chema b'dinizum nasan echalav shavashan tchilas shenikra pasteurized. Okay. It was cooked first, and anyway, he says that it's mutter because it's already been treated. Okay, so that's in terms of davar gush. Just a couple other points, so we can conclude this series of shiurim. The next issue now: what about iru from klisheni? Okay, we talked about kli rishon, talked about iru kli rishon. We talked about klisheni. What about iru from a klisheni? So here, the Magen Avraham, not in here in Shabbos, in Hilchos Pesach, it's in Tuf Mem Zayin, it's called Tes, right? Nearly, dim nishbach mikol miklisheni al tzonein ein lach mekla. Okay? Pouring out a klisheni, that's not called cooking at all. Miklisheni ein lach, I'm sorry, mikol shekein, same abbreviation. Mikol shekein, the ein lachmer beteller, teller is a plate. Already, it's considered like a kli rishon. Anyway, for our purposes now, that's the second part of Magen Avraham, like we just saw. But he says, he says many posts can hold it out. It's a davar gush, the problem, but not pouring out of a kli rishon. He mentions two things. Okay, Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, it's called Lamed Hey. Here in Siman Sheni Ches 80, he writes Mutter when it's Ma'ara Olam Mikli Sheni. The Mikli Rishon also Aros the Olam the Iru Kli Rishon Vashel Kli Klipa Kamosher Kasev Yud. Okay, but the Kli Sheni is not, so there's no problem of Iru from a Kli Sheni. What's the status of a Kli Shlishi? But when we say Kli Sheni, it just means anything past Kli Rishon, or does it lessen each time? Right, and there's two ways to look at it. You know, it's Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni plus. It's, you know, or no, everything after that is all one category. Does it make a difference? You know what I'm asking? Does it make a difference if it's Kli Shlishi? Right, and it's a Kli. You could argue Kli Rishon, and then everything else is of another category. No, it continues to lessen.
It would carry dinim related Kli Sheni and Kli Shlishi.
Right. That's the question. That's amazing. We will carry into Kli Shlishi, you know, or is Kli Shlishi totally separate altogether? So uh-huh. So Yad's like logically, right? But let's go back to the Dabala. Let's say something liquid. Okay, do we say that? Okay, I get it. Defanos Makaros, but subsequent Defanos of Makaros further? Or no, this is one.
So that would make a difference for like what?
Yes, it will. And there are some posts will say that putting a Kli Shlishi makes no difference if it's still Yad Zadis Bo. Right? Because it could be that there's two categories, it's Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni plus.
Right.
Yeah, which comedian said, you know, that he never wants to, you don't want to win the silver medal. Right? You want a bronze medal, at least you got something. The gold medal, you won, right? The silver medal basically says, of all the losers, you came in first. Right, because it's like the winner and then everybody else, you know. So, all right, that's the thing here. It's Klivishon, Avdol, it's Klivishon, and everything else. All right, so the Primogodim is Mesubuk about this. And Siman Shin Ches and the Eish Avraham Sivkart Lamed Hey, he writes, Im Yesh Lechalek Bein Klishen and Klishlishi. He quotes the Beis Yosef and Bach. He quotes Beis Yosef, the Bach Kos of the Ein Lechalek. I feel a Klirivi, Ki Klisheni Choshen. Go down the line, keep pouring. Doesn't make a difference. It's going to be a klisheni. So whatever you can't do in a klisheni, if you kalei habishul, for example, that's making a difference. Can't do a klirivi either. And they quote that Magen Avraham. They said no. The Magen Avraham seemed to say by iru klisheni was okay. That's like a klishishi, and it's not osur at all, right? And that's why I quoted that Magen Avraham in 79. And Tzilchus Pesach from Talmud Tochmah Zayin to quote that. Okay, he says nishpach miklisheni ain lahach makal. Meaning no, it stops at the klisheni. It's not. Even Iri Kli Sheni is no problem. So if even Iri Kli Sheni is no problem, certainly Kli Shlishi is, right? So that's a question. He says that it's a machlokas. Okay, and it talks about comments. It's called from a Shari Surin. The machlokas, the Yesh Lahakal, and so on. Okay, I do want to point out that the, I don't know, riot to this, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really seem to weigh in on this, okay, about Kli Shlishi. But you could perhaps, from the Dayak, for the fact that the Mishnah Berurah did not recommend Kli Shlishi with the T, he didn't recommend that. He had all these other recommendations, or a couple other recommendations. He didn't say, well, you can beat the problem by pouring the Kli Sheni into Kli Shlishi, put the T bag in there. Again, low, you know, in a riot, it's a proof, what is it called? That's proof from absence, right? Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah did not recommend that. So it could be that he's not makel by Kli Shlishi. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah would say. All right, and so that's a point to bear in mind. So that's a question in poskim. That's the Primogodim said to Machlokas. The Shabur perhaps doesn't think the Kli Shlishi changes anything. I think they say the Chazanish is Machlokas that way and so on. But just to look at a couple other points to finish up.
If it would still contain the Kli Shlishi, so then what's the difference?
No, but that's why he says they have to do the whole thing with the sense that they won't.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. No, because that tastes good. That makes it bishlach habishlo. It takes off.
Right. I'm saying that's why he probably doesn't mention Kli Shlishi.
Why?
He's saying logically there's no change.
So I'm saying that.
I don't know if it's Kli Shlishi or Vichamishi.
Yeah, it's going to, whatever it does, it does. Yeah,
that's why you have to do the S.
I know. I'm saying that's what I believe the Mishnah, and I believe the Mishnah Berurah. It's not, it weighs in with those who are not mechalik. Well, there's ours. We'll see in a second. Okay. By the way, I should ask at this point also, you know, putting milk, you know, to tea and coffee, that question, milk also, you know, the milk may be kalai bishul. On the other hand, milk has been pasteurized already, like Rav Moshe said about the he said about the butter. Okay, it's been cooked already before, so it could be bishul habishul. You know, all right. Anyway, so there are other issues here. Let me just look. All right, well, we'll look at some of the Rav Moshe. Okay. And the same two more comments on Rav Moshe were done for today, and then on this topic. So Rav Moshe writes, Or Chaim Chel Dalet Man Ein Dalet Bishul Oz Dalet. Hayim Yochud Hayim Shlochus L'Das Achay Odom Dik Nishen Mevash B'Yad Nichves Bo L'Chul Alma Hayim Yochud Shlochus L'Yad Nichves Bo Fapir Chli Shlishi. Now, he brings up something which we haven't really talked about. Yad Nichves Bo. They're doing Yad Soledes. Soledes, you pull your hand back because too hot to touch. Nichves means it's at a hotter temperature. It's like almost what it'll burn you. You don't want to burn if you touch it. So the Chayadam has a Chumrah that Klisheni is Mevashel. If it's that hot, that's not, I mean, our soup is not Yad Nichves, but I'm not sure what temperature, it's a higher temperature. Okay, but anyway, so there is such a concept of Yad Nichves. Okay, by the way, and I would think also, like probably hot water coming out of directly out of a samovar could be Yad Nichves. Not sure. Okay, it's certainly
that's
it. Huh? Like one of those hot water that's plugged in? Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying.
It depends on the strength of the urn.
Yeah, okay. I would think so. So there, but the reason we have a cooler that I mentioned about adding the hot water from the, let's say a chalk is burning up, and you want to add some hot water to the top of the burning. So I think there the people in Mako, you know, remember I mentioned Chakir, whether it's, you know, it's in the air or not, but there it's so hot. I think you mentioned it's so hot that if you pour directly from that urn into the chalk pot, I think it's an issue. It was all hot and never changed. But anyway, let's look at Ramosha writes. All right, Tshuva. But the key difference for us now is there a difference in Klisheni and Klishishi. Lo Shayach laid the minute with them, Mishum de Machmira on a Klisheni, the whole dog, Mishum de Yajram, Mishum is Bashim, Gamma Klisheni. We're Machmir everything in a Klisheni. Okay. Lo Yadula, Shachin, Achil, Yad Nikhle, is Lo Motsui. Okay, that's why I didn't, in other words, based on this emotion, I didn't really speak about Yad Nikhle, because he writes, there's no real practical difference, because in a klisheni we're machmer, you know, the low motzi she no geil on ludina. The anichle klishishi no geil a chal dvar mehagim she ain mechalkim. The bechol klishishi mekilin. That's the first thing. So in terms of klishishi, he says we're mekel. But Moshe does make a distinction between klisheni and klishishi. Okay. Now, well, ain limo v'zem bit lahakel gam a klisheni. Okay, but not klisheni. Fine. All right, then in Os Tezvav, so you see, so I'm pointing out, Ramosha does make this chilek, the klisheni klishishi, even if it's very hot. In Tezvav, he writes, Hine alei hatei, he leaves, Enam v'usham v'usham alark v'ibashim v'chom, Aymuto l'hochein t'lei tei b'klishishi b'shabbos. That's our question. You make tea in a klishishi, again, the Mishnah Berurah didn't recommend that. He didn't say against it, but he didn't recommend it. So Ramosha writes, L'aniyat da'iti lo nira kla lomar di'ikad v'am shizbash m'klishishi. I don't think you can say anything cooks in klishishi. The lo matzina elish miklisheni yesh ram shem isvashim. Meila ba'achas she'enu yodim yesh lasar kol dover. Fine, we answer everything in klisheni because you don't know what's kalai bishul. Fine. But in a klishishi lo matzino. Okay, not in a klishishi. Now, he writes, quotes in Aruch HaShulchan, that's what you read before, the ain rose shetei misvashil gam miklishishi. He quotes in Aruch HaShulchan, I should quote it, but he says, there are some things which are cooked in a klishishi too, including tea, he says. Why? He says, because we see that it cooks. He says, "V'lo muban zeh." Moshe writes, "Masharoan anu be'enenu shemis admin hamayim." We see the water in a klishishi. The water is going to turn color because of the tea too. He says, "So what?" Zeinu inyan bishul daf bekarim mamish misadmin. We mentioned zman. Maybe it won't happen quite as quickly. We leave tea and cold water will also turn color. It's not doing bishul. Because shemin chamish in yad sledes bo. Certainly hot water even in yad sledes bo. V'lo zeh inyan bishul. That's not called bishul. He says. Okay, and therefore he says, "B'klishishi yesh lahatir." All right, the same thing in Os Yud Zayin there. Ha'imutalos says melach shen vush b'klishishi. And his diet, he already quoted what we saw before in Tezvav. That was in the previous tshuva. Anyway, he writes the b'klishishi lo matzino. No, right above, just before. There are no things which cook in klishishi and salt. Anyway, there's a question. you know, maybe it's not, it's put even the Kli Rishon, see things, no problem. So that's the Shuva from Rav Moshe. One other point, okay, which is an issue with a Leila sometimes. Okay, he talks about this. It's sometimes a problem with the ladle that after you've served, you know, and you put the ladle down, not back in the soup, you put the ladle down on the, you know, on the table or whatever, on the countertop, so that now there's droplets and so on in the, you know, little droplets in the bottom of the ladle, you know, and then you're not going to get it.
That cooled off?
That cooled off now. So now you're going to, someone wants doubles.
So, yeah,
so, you know, so the question is, if anybody, but some hold, then it's a problem. So that's why some say if you're going to put the ladle back in, again, back to Machok, his name was another talk about. But anyway, so I'm just saying that, you know, if some people wipe it out or make it completely dry before putting it back in. Unless the droplets are still warm, then it's also not a problem. If it's, you know, serving you and then serving your husband and serving your wife, and that's all the same thing, then the droplets will cool off. That's not a problem. Okay. Anyway, the last point in the motion here, next page of the test point. He talks about secretion. Okay, he says little droplets. He neyesh chilek when tipos mayim shalom itosim is shuma noa. Avlo bekamos. You know, it's a secretion of nichale. So maybe there's room to make them. I just want to add two things before I look at the last tshuva. Remember, I was talking about that. I thought I'd shown you this tshuva, but I realized I was thinking because I put it in here. I hadn't shown it to you yet. And I'm in the microwave. We'll finish with this, but just a couple other points to mention. Okay, according to Rav Moshe, it would be, I told you, not everyone holds the tea. It would appear that the Rav held the tea may not be Kalabishan. That's what they made in the second Klisheni, which is what I heard from Shefta. I should need to double check that, but I believe that's what he held. But let's say making soup, you know, out of a dehydrated soup or soup cubes, you know, that they put in the soup, and a Klisheni, according to Rav Moshe, would be okay. Klisheni should be okay. Milk, we mentioned before, honey. Can you put honey into tea? Maybe honey's kali abishul. Yeah, but again, a klishlishi, it's going to be okay. So all these things are, you know, are no good to this. Anything else I want to mention? What about the last chua? Okay. See, let's say instant coffee. Instant coffee is usually pre-cooked, okay? So, name Bishal HaBishal, all right? But on the other hand, if it's roasted, maybe it's not so simple, okay? One second, I'll stop you what I want to say. But it's roasted, it's Bishal HaChatzli. Yeah, instant coffee is cooked also, I think. Not just roasted. Instant coffee is certainly okay. Instant coffee is because it's roasted, it's cooked and then roasted and then it's frozen. So it is okay. Okay, others make a chilek that, again, going back to the intermixes, it's soluble, you know, so maybe coffee, we consider it's soluble. It would be a problem with a klisheni. But I think people are making. Okay, let's look at the last tshuva that I wanted to mention. That is about microwave. All right, because it will come full circle. We started with Yishurim about Bishul Bechama.
If I have one of those instant soups,
yeah,
I want to make it on Shabbos.
It's a klishlishi, yeah.
I have to do a klishlishi. You can't do directly from the urn into it.
No. That's your klishlishi. Okay. Again, but that. So because that's the issue. Well, the noodle soups, maybe there's a cooler because, again, it's not soluble, but the noodle part, but the powdered stuff, there's some noodles, but there's also soup powders, I think. But it would klishishi emotional level. Yeah. The Mishabura, again, I don't know. They didn't suggest that by the taste. I'm not sure. The last thing, to come full circle, we started this series. It's Rishurim about Bishul Bechama, the sun, not normal. So I mentioned it then. I forgot that I hadn't shown you this tshuva, but it's here. There's a different tshuva named Rosh Moshe, Orachaim Chel Gimel Simon Nun Beis, okay, about Bishul Bechama. Okay, so we mentioned, if you remember, that Bishul Bechama is okay, it's directly in the sun. something which is told to the chama is not okay. The rabbanon because atu told us aish, told us all right. So the Moshe in this tshuva, Chelik Gimel Siman Mem Bei, right? Hinei b'dvar bishul chama the leka isu b'shabbes, right? Ain der bishul kach, and because he says mishum did he der bishul av mishkan ab aish because the mishkan was done with fire. Moshe says one second. It's true that in the mishkan it was done with the fire. But it's the same thing. Hayashayach lemelav gam bishva dechama. Leo's told him. That could be a told him. I'm going to go back to how we learned told him. The Moshe wonders why bishva bechama is okay. Remember we said bishva bechama is okay, heter gomer. Told us a chama, something which was heated by the chama, heated by the sun. That's what he called it. That's exer drabonim. Otu, something heated by the fire. Okay, fine. But the Moshe asks, why is told us? Why is I know in the Mishkan they didn't heat with the sun. I get it, but it's still visual. It should be enough to qualify as a tolda. Okay, and he writes the Hami Kol Avos Malachos Mishkan Hari Lamei De Lachayv Gam Kol Adoma Avos Baosachir Mamish Unikru Toldas. That's a tolda. It's similar. It is similar. You're cooking the item in a harami. You're not using fire, so it's not exactly the way it was done in the Mishkan. So it won't be an av. I get it. You hear the kasha? This logically. Okay. So basically what he says is what Rashi meant that we had at the beginning. I look back at the earlier parts of Shua, talking about Talmud Chama, that ain't Derek Bishul Bekan. Right? That with the sun, it's not called Derek Bishul. Right? I can't find it out most of the time, but we had the Anabai by the Chama, that ain't Derek Bishul Bekan. So, all right. Anyway, did I mention it here? Yeah, Kibachama. I don't find the Rashi right now. But Rashi said, oh yeah, there it is. It's in source 5, Lamed Tesam and Aleph Dimas with the Shari. The Ain Derech Bishulaka. The Ain Derech Bishulaka. Okay, so what Rashi is telling us is more than just that's not the way it's done. Okay? He's telling us more. Ain't I come out of Derech Bishulaka? Someone asked us the other day and I let it go. You is in the galaxy. Is that like any other, or maybe surely yes, I forgot. Yes, is it like another shinoi, like doing it a different way? See, not what it is here. Ana kavana deinderek bishvak yahad the osim malach lach yado. Ella kavanosam the afdein lahakshul derek malach levash mechama. It's not called bishul at all. It's called something else. It's the same result, but he says nobody would do it. Nobody's going to cook in the sun when you have fire available. Okay, that's just not the way it's done. He says, a guy will cook in the fire, and through the light of the sun, the heat of the sun, there's no wood available. But we cannot, it's not even domel of Bishul Shav Mishkan. Under no circumstance would they have done that in the Mishkan. So that's what he says, that it's not the same. It's interesting, sort. Anyway, the rest of the tshuva, bimkein b'ha microwave oven, Tanur Michael Gal, a wave is a gal, like in a wave, the waves in the ocean are called galim in Hebrew, and radio waves also called gal. Anyway, so he says, microwave oven, he says, it can be cooked just like a fire. Mishtam Shimbo Yosef Bishal Aish. I think people use it more than they use their fire. And Mashalun Spashtu, a Tanur of Elo Adayin. Okay, and that this tshuva was written, as it says in Tavshin Lamed Aleph, says 1971. So they were just starting, I guess, with the microwave ovens then. And he writes, the reason it's not popular now is he says, Mishum de lo motzi, they don't have too many of them. O kashiyu mitzui, and I predict when they're going to be around, you stop from kula alma. And they cook better. He said, everyone's going to use them. But then it's part of the norm. Okay, so there, if it's part of the norm, then it's going to be under Bishul. The microwave, he says, cook in a microwave, even if you set up a timer or whatever else, okay, if you can do it in such a way that wouldn't bother another thing, the motion is cooking in a microwave would be Bishul. It's not like Bishul in the sun. Bishul in the sun, he says, is not Bishul at all because it's just not in any way similar to what they did in the Mishkan. They would have done it that way.
Okay, so
in
the Mishkan, microwave. Microwave is also
not. No, because they would have had a microwave, they would have done it. That's his idea. It is Bishul. They just didn't have it.
They would not have used a microwave in the
Mishkan. I don't know, maybe they would have. I don't know. Why not? They just didn't have it. But that's what he's arguing. Is people use it, and because they would use it, even if they have fire available, they would have had it. Anyway, he says, therefore, you can only use a microwave on Shabbos or reheat in the microwave with Grufa Ketumah. It's not a blech, basically. It's not practical. Anyway, that's what I wanted to end off with. And we know tomorrow, later, definitely I'll send a Q&A to the panel. So tomorrow, hopefully tomorrow, Sunday, we'll go back. Okay, so we'll stop for a minute.
We're going to do one.
The next stop is the Ambish Mahabhish. Next week, we'll see. He doesn't say those words. He said the only reason people don't do it now in his time, 19, they don't have it yet. Not everyone has one yet. Once they do it, now I don't know if it's right because people, if you can, because there are people who don't cook. It didn't catch on for cooking, it caught on more for warming. So I'm not sure what he would say to me. Make that point. It's an important point. Okay, we'll stop here.